It is both a functioning democracy's bedrock requirement and, seemingly, its most elusive feature. Civil discourse can add social stability. It is the starting point of understanding. It demands mental maturity and patience. This week showed why it needs to be nurtured in the United States. A newsroom meeting on Thursday was rich with pitches for constructive takes on where U.S. society might look for rift healing. One came from Stephen Humphreys, who takes a broad approach to his culture portfolio. He spoke with me about that in a podcast on civility a couple of years ago. Also a guest on that show, Alexandra Hudson. She has made civility building central to her work. Here's Ms. Hudson speaking with Stephen on our Why We Wrote This podcast in 2023. You can find a link to the full episode at csmonitor.com/daily.
It's easier to go about our lives and not encounter people that we don't want to encounter. It's easy to go from our office to our car to our home and back again and get food delivered, groceries delivered. You know, we don't even have to leave our house to the movie theater because you said we have Netflix. You know, and so it takes work to go out of your way to encounter people across divides. But there's power in that, and democracy depends on that, on reaching out to the stranger, focusing more on what we have in common as human beings and as Americans, with a shared commitment to a set of values.
Stephen spoke with her, among others, for our top story today. It's Saturday, September 13th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. Find our latest news briefs and reported stories at csmonitor.com. Now, today's Monitor stories. The U.S. has entered a new age of political violence, evidenced by the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Those who work in conflict resolution say Americans need to engage in the hard work of seeing those we disagree with as fully human and worthy of respect. Stephen Humphreys and Troy Aiden Sambahone report for The Monitor. Seen as both patriotic and prejudiced, the English flag has become a controversial symbol in the United Kingdom. As the country wrestles with its immigration policy, so too is the UK debating the public display of St. George's flag. Dominique Sogel reports for The Monitor. While Kyiv and other Ukrainian cities are experiencing a hail of Russian drone and missile attacks, it's been a summer of festivals in Moscow, where war feels far more than a few hundred miles away. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. Pitch-perfect weather, crisp mornings, blue skies, and russet-tinged leaves. Those are just a few of the reasons we sing the praises of the harvest month, an enchanting season we cherish all the more, our essayist maintains, because it's fleeting. Contributor Johanna Wald writes for The Monitor. Over the years, the contours of each shrub in Rhode Island's Green Animals Topiary Garden have been lovingly maintained. It's all part of an effort to preserve a unique animal kingdom whose roots extend back to the 1870s. To view our photo essay, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Melanie Stetson Freeman and Good Luck Ajay report from Portsmouth, Rhode Island for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.